Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chachma Shir. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners that will, Be'ez Hashem, be joining the Shir. Shabbos HaGadol, Shnas Tov Shin Pei Vav. The Shirim for Chodesh Nisan have been sponsored by Dr. Barry Diamond of Diamond Dental in Beachwood, Ohio, in honor of Reb Baruch Hirschfeld, Resh Kailo Ateres Chaim Baruch, and the Yungalait, and Lila Nishmas, David Aziz Ben Moshe Chaim, Olav HaShalom. Shabbos HaGadol. So we're going to learn a Meshech Chachma that's not in the Sefer, but I have the Ksav Yad. And this is a Meshech Chachma that we actually learned 2 years ago, Parshas Tetzaveh. It was the Ibriar that year. It was the day of Purim, night before Purim Katan, I think. And I got the Ksav Yad from Rav Dom, so Zayin Gezunten Shtark. And in this piece, Rav Meir Simcha gives us an insight into what Shabbos HaGadol is. But let's give a hakdama first. What is Shabbos HaGadol as we know it? Shulchan Aruch tells us, Hilchos Pesach, Orachayim Tov Lamed, Shabbos Shalifnei HaPesach, Keren Oisei Shabbos HaGadol. The Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGadol, the big, great Shabbos. Why? Vipnei HaNeis Shanaseh Boi, because of the Neis. What was the Neis? Mishaburu tells us, the year they went out of Mitzrayim, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, Rosh Chodoshim, Dabru Abnei Yisrael, on the 10th of the month, V'yikhu Lehemish Selevei Sovois, Selabois, take the sheep to your house. And as we know, on the 10th of Nisan, they took the sheep, and they tied it to their bedposts, and the Mitzrayim came and said, what are you doing? And they said, we're going to shecht your God. And the Mitzrayim weren't able to do anything. The Lashon, the Mishabura, their teeth were being ground up, and because Klal Yisrael were claiming that they're going to slaughter their God, they couldn't do anything or say anything, and that was a great nes, and therefore that's the nes Shanaseh Boi. And now, in that year, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Shabbos, this Shabbos, I'm sorry, the 10th of Nisan was on a Shabbos. V'asar l'chodesh hazeh was on a Shabbos. So says the Mishabura, since the 10th of B'chodesh was on Shabbos, so therefore they said they were kiveya, the Shabbos before Pesach is always called Shabbos HaGadol. Even if it's not the 10th of Nisan. Punk this year, it is the 10th of Nisan, comes out the way it was in the Shana of Yetzias Mitzrayim. However, most years it's not like that, or many years it's not like that. And it goes with Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos, and not the date of the calendar. And the truth is, that in itself is a big question. Why is that so? And the Taz, right here in Taf Lamed, says, Rabbi Makshim, many ask, why did they, were they miyaches, the Neis, the Gdula, to Shabbos, Havelei liyaches ha-Gdula, liyud b'chaydesh? It should be, the 10th of Nisan should be a celebration of the nes that occurred, even if it's in the weekday. V'shamati mipi harav Rav Moshe Charif Zal, and I heard from Rav Moshe Charif. Rav Moshe Charif was the shver, the father-in-law of the Shlo HaKadosh. Deva'oysa yud l'chaydesh nasa oid nes. There's a problem, a technical problem. The 10th of Nisan is a day that another nes occurred 40 years later. Shenivka hayardein, the yardein split. V'im kain, if that's true, if you're going to make a celebration of a nes, and Yud Nisan, Hayusvurim Shehamailahi Machmas Neis Hayardain. People are going to think, oh, of course it's a celebration, the 10th of Nisan, the Yardain split. And they're going to forget that there was another Neis that went on 40 years earlier when they tied the sheep and the Mitzrayim couldn't hurt them. Lachain Karu Shabbos HaGadol. Therefore, instead, they said, the day they went through the Yardain wasn't Shabbos, it was the 10th of Nisan. The day the Neis happened with the sheep was the 10th of Nisan on Shabbos. So in order not to mistakenly think that the 10th of Nisan celebration is about the Yardain, Memela, they chose Shabbos. V'gadti zeh lifnei mori chamizal v'kolsei. Says the Taz, I said over this var to my shver, the Bach, and he praised it. So this is the var for Rav Moshe Charif. And we'll see why that's Nageya in a few moments. So let us learn together. I know you don't have it, but let us learn together this piece from Meir Simcha. Tainis Dav Dalet. Now, this is a piece that was written on a pasuk in Vayelech, Kilois Yishachach mi Pizaroi, a haftacha from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that the Torah will not be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. So, Rameir Simcha brings the Gemara, Tainis Dav Dalet. The Gemara is talking about those who were Shel Shalai Kahigen, Boyd Shaila Shalo Shalai Kahigen, was they asked the question inappropriately. Amr Lufan of Rabbi Nishalayim. Kla Yisrael said to the Rabbi Nishalayim, Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Simeni kachoysam alibecho, kachoysam alzreyecho. Place me like a seal on your heart and on your arm. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Biti, my daughter, Atsheel is dover, shepamim nira, pamim ena nira. You're asking, heart, arm. Sometimes it's visible, sometimes it's not. Ani yeseloch dover shenir loylam, but I'm going to do something that is visible forever. Shenemar heinal kapayim chakoisich, on the palm is where I've engraved you or etched you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you asked for the zroya or the lave. That's pamim near pamim sheinanir. I'm going to put you on the palm. It's Gemara in Tainus. In Parshas Tetzave, Rav Meir Simcha has a vart on this Gemara. And that's where we had said it a few years ago. Simeni kachoyis alamechoyis mazrecha v'chuloi shepavim nichsa al kapayim chakoyisich. Ho'inyan, says Rav Meir Simcha, the halev mishkan ha'tayra. The lev is the place where the Torah rests. That's where Torah is. V'samtem alavavchem. Torah is put on a person's heart. K'moisha Omar, now there's certain things here that are hard to decipher in the Ksav Yad. Now I want to point out, this is not Rameir Simcha's Ksav Yad. There's two Kisvei Yadas, if I remember correctly, in the front of Rav Dom's Meshech Chochma. He has pictures because he has copies of both of them. One is Rameir Simcha's own handwriting, and one was a copy of Rameir Simcha. A lot of times that's what a Ksav Yad is, that someone copied it over. So this is, I think, from the other one, if I'm correct. So it's not Rameir Simcha's own, but it's still... In handwriting, it's hard to decipher sometimes. K'moisha Amar Reish, now this is where it's hard to decipher. Something, it looks like a Yud Dalet, a Mem Dalet. It looks like maybe Mishle. I don't know, I thought maybe it was a Medrash of Mishle. I wasn't sure. But the Mishkan HaTorah is in the Leif. That's the heart. V'hazuroya Neged HaLeif. Where's the arm? The arm is Neged HaLeif, is opposite the heart. K'moisha Amar B'Tfilin. Sima K'neged HaLeif. Just like by tefillin, he say, you put it neged halev, right? Because the arm, the zroya, goes keneged halev. So what do those two represent? Vize oy ha-toira. As we said, the heart is the toira. And what is the zroya? Oy tamchin dayraisa. Those are the supporters of toira. Shatachlis hi ha-muskalois, oy tamchin shal ha-muskalois. The tachlis of everything. What's the goal? What's the purpose? Toira. That's the purpose of life. That's the purpose of a yid. Torah or tamchin shel ha-muskalos. Or person who supports that and has a chelik in muskalos is intellectual things, but we're referring to the Torah here. Kama Yisachar and Zvulun. Yisachar and Zvulun go together. The lev and the zraya are intertwined with each other. They're connected to each other. The lev is the Torah. The zraya is the supporter of the Torah. However, so Kla Yisrael says, "Simeini kachoisim alibecho, kachoisim alzreyecho." We want to have that schos of Torah or tmichas haTorah. Says Hakadosh Baruch Hu, "Vezeh pamim nichse machmas gzeiros." Sometimes there's gzeiros against learning Torah, and that schos is covered over. Shelo yaska b'Torah uchayotzei bo'i, that you can't learn Torah and do mitzvahs. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Omar al kapayim chakoisich. What's al kapayim? Shirichoikois mehalev. The kapayim, the palm, is very far from the heart. The gezeris are on the Torah and the zraya. If you don't have Torah, you can't have a tamchin dairaisa. But there's something, and perhaps what Rameir Simcha means, the mitzvahs as well are involved in that. But the kapayim, the palm, is very far from the leif. What's that referring to? Vize al pulos stoko gemil chasodim sheyisrael oisim lekayim ha'uma. That's the stoko gemil chasodim that you do with your hand. The klal Yisrael does lekiyum ha'uma. You need a klal Yisrael to be able to learn Torah. How do you have kiyum ha'uma? You have to take care of each other. Stuck on Gemilas Chasadim, Arkiyam Ha'uma, done by the Kapayim. Ulahachina, this is what it seems, I went through this with Rav Dom, Lachina Re'uya La'Tayrelikis, maybe, that's what he says, that you need the Kiyam Ha'uma, you need a Klal Yisrael that is created through Stock and Gemilas Chasadim to be prepared for the Tayrelikis, for the Rabbeinu Shalom and his Tayra. If you don't have a Klal Yisrael, you can't have a place for Tayra. Dr. Meir Simcha, where do we see this? Uchamay b'Mitzrayim, shahayu b'loy Tayra, Mitzrayim didn't have a Tayra yet, rak shahayu, mechina, maybe it means l'Tayra, but they were preparing for the Tayra, k'may shamar b'zeh l'chem ois, asher t'avdun, they were preparing for the Tayra, Mitzrayim was a preparation for Kabbalah Satayra. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, what's the ice? The ice is that when you're going to go out of Mitzrayim, you're going to receive the Torah. You're going to receive the Torah Bahar on this mountain over here. You're going to receive the Torah. So you see, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending Moshe Rabbeinu to Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim were setting themselves up and preparing themselves to be a Klal Yisrael in order to what? To be Mekabel as HaTorah. V'lochein, so now Remer Simcha is coming off the heel, so to speak, of this Taz. At the end he says, Yuyin to Rezov, Reish Hilchas Pesach, B'Shem Rav Moshe Harif, B'Doik. So, Rav Moshe Harif told us that we don't want Yud Nisan to be the day because people may think that it's a celebration of crossing through the Yarding. So Meir Simcha picks up on that and he says, okay, so we make a celebration on Shabbos. Shabbos HaGadol, no matter what the calendar date is Miyuchad for the nace of the sheep tied to the beds. But one second, do we make any Zecher for going through the Yarding? How come Yud Nisan is not a day that you make a Zecher for going through the Yarding? Says Rameir Simcha, V'lechein oisim shu zeicher l'mitzrayim v'loy zeicher l'avor es hayardein. There's only a zeicher for Mitzrayim, not for the nace of going through the Yardein. She'omar mipnei ha'kayhanim noisei ha'oren. How did the Yardein split? Because the kayhanim noisei ha'oren went into the Yardein, stepped into it, and it split. L'hayres al kavonazu. So Meir Simcha saying Amari de Gazach. The fact that the Yarden split is through the Kayach HaTaira. The fact that there's Taira in the world and Taira is able to change the Teva, that's Amari de Kanes, but we don't need a Zecher for that. And we don't make a Zecher for that. But there's another Nase that happened on Yud Nisan that we must make a Zecher for. And that's Shabbos HaGadol. Why? Because in Shabbos HaGadol there was not yet a Taira. And still HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed an ace. So it says, L'hayres al-Kavanazu, Shabbos HaGadol to teach us, Shelo Yisyashu Yisrael, Kla Yisrael Shenapi Miyayish K'sheyiru Sheh-Torah Mishtakachas. And when they see that Torah is being forgotten, I don't know what the next word is, something boy. It's Chazku boy, I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what it says. Then he says, Yurin to resolve, look in the to resolve. Shabbos HaGadol is to tell us, Shalais Yashu Yisrael Kishatayra Mishtakachas. Kilois Yishachach mi Pizaroi. When it looks like Tayra is being forgotten, Klal Yisrael will say, Tayra is upgeschwacht. What are we going to be roi for? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to perform Nisim for us? If we have Torah, Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayam, when Klal Yisrael is Mamish Mechuzik B'Torah, Avada HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs Nisim for us. But there's going to come in our history Gzeiris against Torah, and there's going to be times it's going to look like She Yisiyashu Yisrael, Klal Yisrael is going to say, K'she Yirush HaTorah Mishtakachas, Torah is being forgotten, Torah is not being learned properly, and we're afraid that if we don't have Torah, how are we ever going to exist? Lo Yisiyashu, look back to Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed an ace on Shabbos HaGadol when there was not yet a Torah. Why did he do it? He did it because Kla Yisrael, the Ummah of Kla Yisrael, were being meichin themselves for Kabbalah Satairah. They were being meichin themselves l'kiyom ha'ummah. They were involved in kiyom ha'ummah, in the creation of Kla Yisrael, through tzedakah and through gemilas chasadim. That's the kiyom of Kla Yisrael. That's kiyom ha'ummah. And even if we don't have Torah, as strong as it is, and we're not roi for nisim through the koyach ha-Torah, the Rabbeinu Shem says, don't worry. Through the koyach ha-chesed, the koyach ha-tzedakah, the lev, the zraya pamim nira pamim shein nira, it fluctuates up and down, al kapayim, but on your hands, the tzedakah and the gemilas chasadim we could always do, no matter what's going on in Klal Yisrael. It through Negiat Torah, stuck in Gemilas Chasadim, Kiyum HaUma as a Klal Yisrael, that we always have the ability to do. And therefore, says Rav Meir Simcha, that's why there's a Zecher for Shabbos HaGadol for the Seh, and we don't have a Zecher for the Yardain. That was Mikayach HaTorah. Kayach HaTorah, we know, we don't have to make Zichrinus for that. We have to make Zichrinus for when we didn't have a Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu still performed Nisim. Why? How? We are being mechin the Torah. We are creating the Ummah of Klal Yisrael. And how we're creating the Ummah of Klal Yisrael? Through tzedakah and gemilas chasadim. We mentioned, the last time we said this, there Meir Simcha in Parshas Boy, where he questions, why is it that in the Mitzrayim, they had to take the sheep 4 days before, Basar Lachaydesh, L'dairis, the Gemara says, there was no such halacha. You could buy the sheep as a bibaydik it, but there was no din of taking it 4 days before. And he wants to know what was special about Pesach Mitzrayim. So it's kedai to look over there. The first shtickle he says, Klal Yisrael needed to be disciplined. And the second shtickle he says is because Klal Yisrael needed to be able to make sure that everybody had a Karban Pesach. Everyone had a Karban Pesach. And people who were wealthier were able to give to those who were less wealthy. And everyone was taken care of. They needed 4 days to make sure everybody was taken care of. And he says, every pruta is so precious when a person's leaving his homeland. And yet Klal Yisrael still went and gave tzedakah to each other. Even though they're leaving, they went and gave, make sure everybody had what they needed for the Karban Pesach. That schus, says Rav Meir Simcha, is the schus that they got in Mitzrayim. Zachayti lo chesed nuraych, if I remember correctly, that's what he says in that shtickel. But we're not going to take my word for it. Chas v'shalom. Where's my Meshech Chochma? Always have to have a Meshech Chochma in reach. He says there were 600,000 with the women, children close to 2 million. Rubam hayu aniyim, most of them were aniyim. They had tea, basar tzli, lovely lishbar etze, me'ayin haylam. As the Amar, mishchu mishi eshloi, uchu mishi einloi, haynu, ashirim hayu noislam damim ve'em ayloichin tzai. Uvizman sh'adam ayker mishkan eloi kol pruta yoker etzloi. Uvichol ze yatsit stoka gedeila liyayitz kalish eichel kalayla basar tzli. I'm sorry, he doesn't say Zechariah Tilo Chesin Arayich. I was incorrect. So that fits very well with Rav Meir Simcha over here. The whole Yisayid was that they were giving out to each other. Tzedakah and Gemilas Chasadim. That's how they were creating the Ummah of Klal Yisrael. How is it that all of Klal Yisrael, who's all fragmented, now are getting all together to leave Mitzrayim? What unites them? Tzedakah and Gemilas Chasadim. That unites them. That's Kiyum Ummah, even without a Torah. And that brings Nisim to Klal Yisrael. And that's the Yisayid of Shabbos HaGadol. The Yisayid of Shabbos HaGadol, interesting, Rav Meir Bergman has a shtickle in his Sefer Shari Oira that he proves a Gadol is someone who could give something away. Isha Gedayla the Shunamis. And we know a Gadol, a Katan could be a choir, but he can't give away. Gedula means the ability to give away. The ability to give away. And that's what Shabbos HaGadol teaches us. The Klal Yisrael stuck on Gemilas Chasadim on its own, even without the Koyach HaTorah, brought Nisim to Klal Yisrael. That's what we have to remember this Shabbos HaGadol. That's the part of the whole idea of Mois Chitim as well. Why Punkt Pesach? Of course, there's a lot of expenses and so on and so forth. But that was the whole schus of the Karban Pesach. was because the rich gave to the poor, says Rav Meir Simcha. That was the schus that they had that created Klal Yisrael. Shabbos HaGadol is that Shabbos that we remember the creation of Klal Yisrael through Tzedakah and Gemilas Chasadim. When you have a Torah and the Torah is B'Toikva and the Aron HaKodesh is in the Yarden Avada, the Yarden splits, that we don't have to make any celebrations about on the 10th of Nisan. Mashenkein. The nace of the Seh, that's something that needs a remembrance. Says Rav Meir Simcha, we do that lahoyreis al kavanazu shelo yisyashu yisrael kishayiru shatayr mishtakachas. Adirabba. Even if Torah is not being nearer, there's gzeiras, it's pamim near, pamim nearer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you a meridik eschus. Al kapayim chakoysich. Use the power of Tzedakah Gemilas Chasadim, and you could bring Nisim to Klal Yisrael, should be Zoyche Taka, to be Mechazek in our Tzedakah Gemilas Chasadim, and our Avos Yisrael, in sharing the pain of other people. There's a war going on, there's sirens going on. It's not a Pasha de Maisa. We sit over here. It's not Pasha what's going on over here. It's not Pasha what's going on in England. We have to share in each other's pain. We have to share in each other's simcha. We have to be Oisik and stuck on Gemilas Chasadim. That's Kiyam Ha'uma. And that alone will bring Nisim to Klal Yisrael. V'nisan nigalu, v'nisan asidin ligol. We should be zeichet to see the greatest nace, the coming of Mashiach. B'mheira v'yameinu, amen. Kol tov, everyone.